Let's return to the Common Sense Psychic on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Phyllis King.
Well, once again, it is your host. I'm Phyllis King. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in today. It's right before Thanksgiving, a time for everyone to be considering what they have to be thankful for, what gratitude does in your life and how it relates to prosperity, and about appreciation, having appreciation for our life experience. And not necessarily, if we can't find appreciation for the things that aren't going our way, to make sure we focus on the things that are going our way, that's so important in the vibration of prosperity. And Let's see. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I have a caller on the line, but I just wanted to go through something here. From my person I love, Anthony DeMello. Of course, he doesn't have a body anymore. He passed away about 20 years ago. He has this fabulous book called Awareness, The Perils and Opportunities of Reality. And he says, this portion of the book is called Listening to Life. And he says, now you need awareness and you need nourishment. You need good, healthy nourishment. Learn to enjoy the solid food of life. Good food, good wine, good water. Taste them. Lose your mind and come to your senses. That's good, healthy nourishment. The pleasure of the senses and the pleasures of the mind. Good reading when you enjoy a good book or a really good discussion or thinking. It's marvelous. Unfortunately, people have gone crazy and they're getting more and more addicted because they do not know how to enjoy the lovely things of life. So they're going in for greater and greater artificial stimulants. In the 1970s, President Carter appealed to the American people to go in for austerity. And I thought to myself, he shouldn't tell them to be austere. He should really tell them to enjoy things. Most of them have lost their capacity for enjoyment. And I really believe that most people in affluent countries have lost that capacity. They've got to have more and more expensive gadgets. They can't enjoy the simple things of life. Then I walk into places where they have all the most marvelous music, and you get those records at a discount, and they're all stacked up, but I never hear anybody listening to them. No time. They're guilty. No time to enjoy life. They're overworked. Go, go, go. And if you really enjoy life and the simple pleasures of the senses, you'd be amazed. You'd develop that extraordinary discipline of the animal. An animal will never overeat. Left in its natural habitat, it will never be overweight. It will never drink or eat anything that is not good for its health. You'll never find an animal smoking. Well, come on. It always exercises as much as it needs. And watch your cat after it's had its breakfast. Look how it relaxes and see how it springs into action. Look at the suppleness of its limbs and the aliveness of its body. We've lost that. We've lost in our minds, in our ideas and ideals and so on, as it's always go, go, go. And we've got an inner self conflict which animals don't have. And we're always condemning ourselves and making ourselves feel guilty. You know what I'm talking about. And I could have said of myself what one Jesuit friend said to me some years ago. Take that plate of sweets away, because in front of the plate of sweets or chocolates, I lose my freedom. That was true of me, too. I lost my freedom in front of all kinds of things, but no more. I'm satisfied with very little, and I enjoy it intensely. And when you have enjoyed something intensely, you need very little. It's like people who are busy planning their vacation. They spend months planning it, and then they get to the spot, and they're all anxious about their reservations for flying back. But they're taking pictures all right, and later they'll show you pictures in an album of places they never saw, but only photographed. That's a symbol of modern life. I cannot warn you enough about this kind of asceticism. Slow down and taste and smell and hear and let your senses come alive. If you want a royal road to mysticism, sit down quietly and listen to all the sounds around you. You do not focus on any one sound. You try to hear them all. Oh, you'll see the miracles that happen to you when your senses come unclogged. And that is extremely important for the process of change. Pretty interesting stuff, that Anthony DeMello has a nice way of saying it. Okay, well, let's talk to Mary Lou. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Nice to hear.
Nice to hear from you, too.
Well, thanks for tuning in today. And do you have a question, Mary Lou?
Yes. I wanted to know where I'm working right now. I'm not permanent. Does she see me staying in that field? And how are my finances going to turn out?
Oh, I get a lot of these days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, are you with an agency or did you do this contract on your own?
Pretty much on my own. Uh-huh.
Well, I think you might be up for a change in February, but it looks like you're going to roll into something else. So there is some question about the duration of where you are now, and it really has nothing to do with you. It's what's going on with the company and around you. So it looks kind of like it might go away, but it looks like you'll roll into something else, which is why I asked you if you were with an agency, because it looked like you were going to flip right into something else. So that could be a number of things that maybe you might want to sign with an agency, or that someone will say, Mary Lou, we're winding down this department or whatever, but I have this friend over here at, a AAA company, and they're looking for someone. So I don't see you unemployed per se, but I do see a shift. And, you know, as with our previous caller, Rosalie, it's penny pinching time. That's just the time. It's a sign of the times. I don't think it means that there's anything wrong with your finances. It just means we have to be really careful.
Right.
But I don't see you being unemployed for any period of time. So I think you'll be just fine. And again, towards the end of summer next year, we'll all feel a little more optimistic.
Uh-huh. So on the particular, right now I work with children at a EDC, special ed class.
And uh-huh.
I work for the county, but I'm only a substitute there.
Uh-huh.
And I am trying to get permanent. You don't see that happening?
Well, maybe that's it, but maybe they're going to shift you around. But I'm just getting that there's going to be some type of a shift, and maybe there's some type of a lateral move, or they'll move you to a different place in the district. It just seems like it's unstable in some way, but you will not be unemployed. So that's why I'm getting this sense that you'll be shifting somewhere else. Just continue to move forward with that and see what the plans are, because, you know, there's a lot going on in California here, obviously, with the budgets for the school districts, and that might play a part in it.
Okay, and you see that happening around February?
That's what the energy says, yes.
Okay, all right, sounds good.
Very good. Now, okay. Do you have a copy of my book? You sound familiar to me.
Yes, I do.
Very good. Well, I would give you another one, but I don't think you need to.
No, I think you downloaded it to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you for your call, Mary Lou. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving, and I appreciate hearing from you.
Okay, you too.
All righty. Yeah, everyone's all finances. You know, we've had it so good for so long. You know, things got really great in our economy, and the money was just rolling in. And we got used to not having to pay quite as such close attention to our pennies, but now we're getting back to that, which is a good thing. I think it's good that we're not being so flagrant about how we spend our money, and we're being a lot more thoughtful about what we invest in and how we invest and all that kind of stuff. So, again, appreciation, looking for what the situation has to offer us in terms of the skill sets we use and the like. Again, if you'd like to get on the line, I'm here for another half hour at 888-463-6748, 888-463-6748. I should probably start getting through some of these emails. Here we go. Oh, good heavens. Excuse me. This is from Diana, and she's from, I'm pretty sure she's from California. I'm not seeing here. Listen to this. And it'll give you a lot to be thankful for. My house was robbed. Hello? Yuck. My house was robbed in July, and it has been very unsettling. God, I should guess so. Every day when I get home, I fear opening my bedroom door only to see it in shambles again. Oh, boy. I've taken all precautions possible. And my question is, who robbed my house, and will they come back? Okay. Well, I tend not to be the greatest with names. I'll tell you that, Diana, right off the top. Every once in a while I get a name, but that's just not the way it works for me. But I will look at the energy. And then the second part, at work, we're having election of officers. The future of my job depends on who wins. Okay, well, we'll look at that secondarily. Let's look at the person who robbed your house and look what the energy is. Okay, interesting. It looks to me like it was two people. I'm getting an older and a younger person. So there's one part, someone who almost is like in the business of robbing to feed their family. Not that I'm saying there's any type of empathy or sympathy for this individual, but this person is taken to burglary and robbing and this type of activity as a means to support themselves. And it is a way they support themselves. This wasn't a random act like I'm going to do this one time. This person keeps doing it. It's a man, and there was also, it looked like a teenager, and I hope it wasn't the person's son, but the energy says two people, an older man and a younger man. Excuse me if I cough here. You know, I hate to say that they would come back, but there is a chance. The energy says that this person might try to come back around, but not immediately. So you need to continue to take precautions, but I have a sense that they will, this combination team probably will be caught because they're doing a lot, not just your house. So, and when I say that they might come back, it's like they have, like, the energy says they have a routine, or say they have a particular circumference or a neighborhood they're going around, and they might continue to go around. And they, for some reason, you look like some type of an easy target. So I guess if you've talked to the police, I'm sure they've told you about modifying your schedule and things of that nature, so they can't see. You know, they can't predict your schedule, and that might be difficult to do. And I have to tell you, there's a chance. Well, I'm not going to tell you that because I do believe these people will be caught sometime in early next year. Very sad, because there's a lot of family energy in this person's space. So even though you have been victimized, and this is a very punishing experience and a horrible way to have to live, it's equally horrible in different ways on the other side. So it's very sad. So, you know, do things to empower yourself. Look into self-defense classes. Not that I think you need to be worried about your personal person, your body, but I think doing things to make you feel empowered as a person, and if you don't have an alarm on your house, get one. Do things that make you feel like you can do something, because when you're victimized, you feel powerless. You feel like it's happening to you. And so anything you can do to enhance your power position is going to make you feel better. And then look for these guys to get caught in probably January. Okay, excuse me, guys, for coughing into the microphone here. Okay, and then at work, Diana, they're having election of officer, and the future of her job depends on who wins. She wants to know if it's going to be Gail, Leon, and Bill. Okay, let me take a look. Let me take a quick sip of water here, folks. Okay, Gail, Leon, and Bill. Well, Leon is coming up really strongly in the energy. It really feels like Leon a lot. That would be my first guess, Leon. Okay, so Diana, keep me posted on what's happening with you. I'd like to hear if you take any self-defense classes, if you've got an alarm on your house, and if you don't have a roommate or a spouse, it might not be a bad idea to have someone with you for a short period of time. And the point is to make yourself feel empowered, to not feel like a victim, and that will help dissipate some of that energy. And then after these guys get caught, you'll be able to put it to rest. Okay, let's see. Then here's one more little quip for the Thanksgiving stuff that I pulled off. Well, this is from Eckhart Tolle. If the only prayer you said in your whole life was thank you, that would suffice. If that doesn't say a lot about energy and what you need to be doing with your energy, just keep that vibration going in your space. You know, back in the days when I was at the Berkeley Psychic Institute, one of my teachers used to always say, be amused at not being amused. So it's not an emotional component. It's about inserting the proper vibration into your space so that you have that working at all times. Okay, before break here, a quick reminder that next Tuesday, December 2nd, I will be guest hosting Seeing Beyond on 1450 AM in San Francisco. And for those of you not in the San Francisco Bay Area, you can log on to the website seeingbeyond.com a couple hours after the program to hear the podcast. And then, of course, next week, my guest will be Linda Allen, and she is co-author of the book The Night of the Witching Moon. That's a very cool title. And she's also a psychic, a spiritual teacher, and a very cool lady. And she has done a lot similar work to me in that she reads vibrations from the planet. So I'm interested to hear her take on that. And, of course, if you have a reading with me or buy one as a gift between now and January 15th, you do get a copy of my book, A Psychic Perspective, 10 Steps to More Love, Wealth, and Personal Happiness. And if you would like to get on the line, I have one more segment coming up after this break. The number is 888-463-6748, 888-463-6748. All right, well, we'll be right back right after these messages.